My name is Ben Bailey. We're so glad that you've joined us for our broadcast today.
In the short life in which Jesus lived upon this earth, He became a friend to many people. For example, in Mark chapter 5, when Jesus cast the demons out of the man possessed by them, He told him in verse 19, "Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how He has had mercy upon you." And that man went and told everybody about his friend Jesus and how He had cast the demons out of him. Jesus was a friend to those who were hurting. He was a friend to those who were sick. He was a friend to those who had lost loved ones. He was even friendly to those who did not treat Him as well as they should. This is because Jesus is truly a friend of sinners. Jesus was a friend to the one who needed Him the most, those who were in sin. Mark chapter 2, verses 13 through 17 is a text that paints a beautiful picture of Jesus as a friend of sinners. Notice what Mark chapter 2 and verse 13 following says about Jesus as a friend of sinners. It says, "Then He went out again by the sea, and all the multitudes came to Him, and He taught them. As He passed by, He saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax office, and He said to him, follow Me. So he arose and followed Him. Now it happened as He was dining in Levi's house that many tax collectors and sinners also sat together with Jesus and His disciples, for there were many, and they followed Him. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw Him eating with the tax collectors and sinners, they said to His disciples, how is it that He eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners? When Jesus heard it, He said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." This text tells us a great deal about the character of our Lord toward those who are in sin. Jesus was in the house with tax collectors, those who were by many estimation some of the worst sinners of all time. And yet He was in there dining with them, and the text says there were many who were with him because they followed Jesus. Not only does this text tell us a lot about the character of our Lord toward those in sin, but if we apply the teaching of Jesus toward sinners correctly, it will help our relationship with lost a great deal. Now, after viewing the friendliness of Jesus, it's little wonder that those people who listened the closest to Him were the ones that He spent a great deal of time trying to teach. For the Bible says in Mark 12, verse 37, that the common people heard Him gladly. One of the greatest compliments ever given Jesus was really a statement of derision by His critics. Notice the words of Matthew chapter 11 and verse 19. Look at what the critics said about Jesus. They said, "The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a winebibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is justified by her children." You know, as you think about Jesus as a friend of sinners, there could be no greater compliment paid to Him. Here's a man who's a friend to the people who need Him the most, those who are lost and dying in sin. As we think about Jesus as a friend of sinners, there are three important questions that we're going to ask and answer that are related directly to this subject. Why is Jesus a friend of sinners? Why was Jesus a friend to those who were sinners? And friends, the answer is very simple. If Jesus had not been a friend to sinners, did you know Jesus would have been friendless? There would have been no friend for Jesus to have had He not been a friend to the sinner. Why is that? Because the Bible teaches that all sin. 1 Kings 8 and verse 46 is the first time we really learn of the all-inclusive nature of sin. Solomon said, "When they sin against you, for there is none who does not sin, then listen to their prayer." He asks for God's help in doing that. The Ecclesiastes writer said in Ecclesiastes 7 verse 20, that there's not a just man on the face of the earth who does good and does not sin. Sin is something that every man has to face. Even the most righteous people have to deal with sin. For the Bible says in Romans 3, verse 10, there's none righteous. No, not one. Why? Verse 23 tells us, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The wages of that sin is death, Paul says in Romans 6, 23. And we cannot be in a relationship with God if we have sin in our life. Because God is of pure eyes, than to behold evil, and He cannot look upon wickedness. Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. So Jesus was a friend of sinners because had he not been, he would not have had friends in this world. All of us need Jesus to be a friend of sinners because we are all at one time in a life of sin. Ephesians 2 verse 1, "And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and in sins." Jesus was a friend of sinners because of his great love for the lost. The love of Jesus is what motivated him to be in Matthew's house with the tax collectors and the sinners there talking to them about salvation. He did that out of love for their soul. John 3:16 teaches us of the love of Christ and the love of God. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Think of the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 5, verses 6 through 8. "For while we were still without strength, in due time, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would dare die. But the Bible says, but God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Friends, that's why Jesus was a friend of sinners, because He loved them so much, He wanted them to go to heaven. As John the Apostle thought about the love of God, he said this in 1 John 3 and verse 1, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we can be called children of God, and this we are." Who is that us? Those who had formerly been sinners. Jesus had a great love for those who were lost. Do you remember what He said in Mark 2, verse 17? He said, "I didn't come to call the righteous. Those who are well don't go to a doctor. Those who are sick, I didn't come to call the righteous, but the sinners unto repentance." 2 Corinthians 8, 9 tells us a great deal about the love of our Lord. It says, "You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that we, through His poverty, might be made rich." Jesus gave it all up so that we could have the hope of one day living with Him for eternity. I think of the words of Romans 8 and verse 39. "Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Why did Jesus become a friend of sinners? Because the great love He had for them motivated Him to tell them about the gospel. Jesus is a friend of sinners because they are the very ones that He came to heal from their sickness. Remember Luke chapter 19, verse 10? The Bible says that Jesus came to seek and to save those who are lost. It's those who are sick who need the doctor's help, Jesus said. And thus we learn again, the disease of sin is what Jesus came to heal. Ezekiel 18:4 says, "The soul who sins, that person is surely going to die." The sin, the disease is sin. 2 Timothy 2, verse 17, it's like a cancer or a gangrene in someone's leg. Psalmist said in Psalm 38, verse 4, that "My sins, they've gone over my head like a heavy burden. They're too heavy for me to bear." And I think of the words of Luke chapter 17 and verse 10. Jesus said, "And you, when you've done all those things commanded you, say this, I'm an unprofitable servant. I've only done that which was my duty to do." Isaiah 64 verse 6 says that all our righteousness apart from God and by ourselves, all our righteousness, it's like filthy rags. And thus Jesus said in Matthew 25 and verse 46, that the righteous, yes, they would go away into eternal life, but the unrighteous into eternal death. Jesus came as the great physician to heal those who were sick with sin and to cure the sin problem. You know, Jesus is the only cure for the sin problem. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, the Bible says, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." He's the only way. John 19, verse 30, when forthwith blood and water came out from the side of Jesus, it's the blood of Christ that spilled on the ground, that there collected on the ground at Calvary, that saves man from his sin. And thus we learn again that Jesus came to save those and to heal those who were sick with sin. Jesus is a friend of sinners because He came to teach them how to overcome a life of sin. Here's what's great about Jesus being a friend of sinners. Not only did He come and talk to them, not only did He come to heal them, but once He healed them from their disease, He gave them the medicine, the cure, to teach them how to never get involved in sin again. I think of the example of Jesus, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15. Did you know that Jesus was tempted just like we are, yet without sin in His life? Jesus' example is what teaches us how to overcome a life of sin. In Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11, Jesus was there in the wilderness and He was tempted by Satan. And Satan tempted Him with the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And Jesus overcame that temptation the same way every time. Do you remember what He said three times? It is written. It is written. It is written. Friends, Jesus teaches us by His example and by the Word of God that we can overcome a life of sin. We've got to love the Lord more than anything else in this life, and then we truly can be right with God. We've got to hate that which is evil. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11 says, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life." John says that's not of the Father, but it's of the world. And those who do the will of the world, they're going to pass away, John says. And so we've got to hate that which is evil. We've got to follow the example of God, the example of Jesus Christ, and we need to know what God's Word says so that we can overcome sin. Remember what the psalmist said in Psalm 119, verses 10 through 12. How can a young man cleanse his heart? The psalmist said, by taking heed according to your word. The psalmist said, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Do we know the word of God well enough that it will help us to overcome a life of sin? Jesus did, and we didn't know it as well also. How did Jesus, though, show His friendship to sinners? We know that Jesus met with sinners because those are the very people that He wanted to save. But how is it that Jesus showed that friendship He had towards sinners? What did He do to show that friendship? Friends, Jesus did not show His friendship in the way that some people think we need to show friendship today. Jesus did not show friendship towards sinners by tolerating their sin. And the woman in the well in John chapter 4, who had been married multiple times and who was not in right marriage, Jesus said, "The one you have is not your husband now." Jesus taught her the truth. He didn't tolerate her sin. He didn't say, "Well, it's really not what God wants, but it's okay." Jesus said, "You're not in a right marriage." Jesus did not show His friendship by never offending anyone. Jesus wasn't afraid to speak the truth in love, and if that offended people, then Jesus still said what was right. In Mark chapter 12 and verse 24, Jesus said to the Sadducees, "You do therefore greatly err, not knowing the power of God nor the Scriptures." Jesus didn't show His friendship by just having the good old neighbor attitude or mentality, and everything's okay, and you're okay, and I'm okay, and even though you're not living your life right, that's going to be okay. That's not the way Jesus showed His friendship. Jesus showed His friendship by loving the Lord His God with all His heart, soul, mind, and strength, and by saying what God had already said.